Well, joining us now from the announcer stand is the one and only Sean D. Tucker. Ow. Had a little trouble with the headset? You've never worn one of those before?
It's Friday. Okay? It's Friday.
It is. It is Friday.
A little punchy?
No,
but
no.
Very happy. I'm a little punchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean has been the chairman of the Young Eagles program for quite a few years now.
Yes, sir.
Can't remember when. It's been that long.
11 years.
11 years.
Yes, sir.
And you brought Jimmy Graham on as a co-chair a couple of years
sure
ago.
Sure did.
And last night, you turned the reins over to Jimmy. You have the controls.
I actually practiced 100 times to pass that football to him. Correct, on target. I hadn't thrown a football in 25 years. Yep. And, man, the first 50, I looked like a little girl trying to figure out what that thing's all about. So we passed the reins. And, you know, I got to tell you, he's probably going to be our best chairman. I mean, Jimmy has an incredible story. He's one of the most magnificent human beings I've ever mm-hmm. met. He's so dedicated. He's 37 years old. He's lived a life of poverty when he was growing up. He was an orphan for a while. And just somebody believed in him when he was about 15.
Yeah.
And he came valedictorian of his class, okay? And he is such an avid aviator. I mean, he's just so special. And he's going to very much resonate with the youth of America because he's a superstar.
Yeah.
Not just a superstar football player, but a superstar human being. So I am just really, I was really, he has the time now to do it right.
Yes.
And he's going to do it right.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Now, he is rotary and fixed wing qualified as well.
I think he's rotary, fixed wing, jet. He lives on a sailboat. He's one of the most interesting mans on earth. He's going to row a boat with four other guys across the Arctic and try to break the 15-day record.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a wild man. Then he's going to sail around the world.
Okay.
Because he can.
Sure.
Okay. And then he's getting, and his foundation is, the Jimmy Graham Foundation is fabulous on honoring the vets. He's taken, he just got donated Clay Lacy's jet, and he's going to put it all together and take the vets during fly over football stadiums during NFL games.
Okay.
For the national anthem, and then at halftime introduce the vets. There's an old saying that doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how poor you are or how famous you are, you're not relevant unless you're giving back. Jimmy's very relevant. So the whole EA community is very honored to have him on our team.
Yeah.
Because he's part of us.
Exactly.
He's our family.
Exactly. Do you know offhand how he got involved in aviation? It's sort of an unusual path for a football player.
I don't have an answer to that to do it correctly, so I can guess, but I'm not going to guess.
Okay, that's fine. How about for you? You always have irons in the fire. I mean, we'll talk about the Hoover Academy in a bit, but what else have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. I'm working more than I really want to work, but I'm really enjoying it so much because I know at 72, I flew 90 sorties last month with students, clients, aerobatic sorties. It's so much fun for me and fulfilling for me to teach people my art form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dance in the sky. And I've really had a great time because I just love going to the airport. I love having a purpose. And I love the challenge of being exquisite in the air, the challenge to have the wings become your arms. And I love teaching it.
Yeah.
And I never knew I was going to love this much. So it's really a lot of fun because the clients are fun and they're eager to learn. And so I just got to tone it down and get it down to about 40 flights a month so I can
do other things.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Any mountain climbing?
I fractured my tibia last year skiing. And so it's just about all healed up. But it's amazing how much, even though I did rehab and everything else, it's how much harder you have to work to get back into this shape. And I'm almost there.
Okay.
I think by the end of summer, I'll be ready to go climb some more mountains. But I'm working it, yeah.
Very good, very good. The gathering was last night.
It was
raising
fabulous.
Money for Young Eagles and the youth education programs. What are some highlights from last night?
Well, the energy, you know, what's so great is it seems like Jack is re-energized. The whole room was energized, and it was, everybody was happy. There was a lot of joy in the room,
mm-hmm.
and people were so generous. I don't, for sure know the accurate number, but it was big.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest number we ever had.
Okay.
And it was really fun. Really, really fun.
And did you have an auction package?
No.
Not this
no,
year?
No, because I still have to fulfill on some.
some previous ones.
Well, yeah. And I love doing it. And then the schedules don't work, and I feel so guilty. And so until I get everyone knocked off, I'll have one by next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the kitchen at the house? I know that was a remodel a couple of years ago.
Oh,
that was
golly.
Taking forever.
Oh, golly. You're well behind the power curve. We finished that 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Colleen's happy.
Good.
What I'm finding out is my life is so much better now in our marriage. We're 46 years being married.
Oh, congratulations.
Because she is so busy with the grandkids. They're the best secret weapon a guy could ever have. Oh, Colleen, I got to go do this speech. Or, oh, Colleen, I got to work until for a couple days where I'm going to go to fly out to see you. I'll see you. Goodbye. I love you. Have a great time. So my daughter lives bought a house a mile from us. We have two grandkids there. And my son, Eric, lives on an airport, private air park, an hour and 15 minutes away. So she's super busy.
Very
so
good.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. So the family's good. I'm in love. So God bless America.
There you go. Sean D. Tucker is our guest, if you haven't figured that out already. And thank you for being here on Friday, because usually about this time of the week, my energy level starts going down.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just feeding off you. I'm good through Sunday, well, maybe even into Monday.
Well, you should have made it 1:30, because that's when I have my next cup of coffee.
Okay. Let's talk about the Hoover Academy. And that's something that you've been very passionate about over the past few years, because of the work, but also of who it's named after.
Oh, golly, it's... And we are just reaching critical mass now. I've started a partnership with Cirrus, Gamebird, AOPA, Cub Crafters. Some generous people donated us 3 Carbon Cub EX kits, 1 a year for the next 3 years. They're buying the kit from Cub Crafters. And we're going to start our continuing education, career technical education. That's the correct way to say it. It's really a vocational school starting in the 9th grade through the 12th grade. All Cirrus and Game Composites and Cub Crafters are offering internships for my children who are working on this airplane. Mm-hmm. And remember, this is now for the entire community. And Reedley College, which is has a great reputation within the FAA for training AMPs, are mentoring us. So they're coming out next week to start the whole. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel because I can't afford to make a mistake. This is donors' money, not my money, and we want to do it right. And we get to sell the Cubs and keep the money. And so now this academy is going to start being self-sustaining.
Okay.
And it's a great. Great opportunity. We're using now, we tested it out in summer school, the AOPA STEM curriculum, and the kids get high school credits for science, technology, engineering, and math, and it's all hands-on, and they're just loving it. These kids need, it's an alternative education high school, they need hands-on, okay?
Right.
They just can't sit and take a lecture. They got to see it, they got to build it.
Gotta do
and
it.
So that... That is a real milestone for us in our education agenda, but we're ready. We're moving forward, and it's beyond my wildest dreams. And I go there every day when I'm home. I'm there at 9 o'clock in the morning to set the standard for my teachers and for the kids and what the expectations are, and then I'm there at 2:30 to get a debrief. And the debrief is just how to make it better. And it's really fun. It's really fulfilling, we all love Bob so much, and to do something to enhance a child's life, to enable them to be the best versions of themselves, it's such an honor for me to have it in Bob's name. It's just great.
Yeah. When the Academy students are building the aircraft, they're under supervision of AMPs
Oh, this is going to be perfect, because we're going to sell this for $300,000.
Okay.
And we're going to document the whole thing. I got now a great social media, Annie Vogel, who's doing it pro bono. She's at Avian Creative. She's just awesome, and she's really developing great, fun content for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never opened a Facebook. I've never been on Instagram. because I don't do that.
Right.
But this is where the information is, and we're reaching out to the children. So it's inspiring to me. It's inspiring to my volunteers. It's inspiring to the staff. And the donors, our donors who are very generous, who come from the aviation community, know it's money well spent.
Good. In the minute or so we have left, what does the rest of the year hold for Sean Tucker?
Well, I can't wait to go home, see my wife, number one. And I have about 8 days to study for my flight instructor written. And mm-hmm. So I'm going to take that. I got 33,000 hours right now. And I'm going to really learn how to be a flight instructor.
There you go.
So I'm ready. It's taken me, you know, a long time to learn how to do this, but I'm getting it figured out.
So by the next time we talk, you'll be a certified flight instructor.
Yeah, baby. I'll give you a tailwheel checkout.
Already had one.
Okay. We'll give you a renewal.
That I could okay. use, yes. Okay. This is Sean D. Tucker. Glad to have you here. Congratulations on your chairmanship with Young Eagles, passing the torch, or the football, as it were, to Jimmy Graham. And we'll look forward to what's next for him and what's next for you in the Hoover Academy.
Three best words of the English language. You know what it is. God bless America.
You got it.
See you, buddy.
Sean D. Tucker on EAA Radio.